Hello, GWA Backstage. Welcome to another episode of Stranded in Paradise. You'll have to excuse me today. I have a terrible head cold, so if I sniff and cough, I will do my best to edit it out. But yeah, I'm sorry. Today our victim is Steak Brits. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We've been
Hello.
trying to set this up for weeks, but we finally have enough time that we're online at the same time. So yay.
Time
And
zones.
time zones, woo! And he says he's excited, but he's not actually listened to any of these, so he may have bitten off more than he can chew. We'll see how that turns
I've got
out.
a big mouth.
Yes, so that should be fun. All right, for your benefit and for the benefit of any listeners that are new to this program, here is your brief. Unforeseen circumstances have led to your unfortunately indefinite isolation in this paradise. You, of course, were foresighted enough to have basic supplies, some tools and rations, and a few luxuries, but you have no idea where you have ended up. So, your first question, is technically the easy one, and you could be as creative as this with this as you like. It could be fictional or it could be real, but describe what you see. What makes paradise for you?
I see a room with a computer that's hooked up to fiber optics internet.
Stranded, Snake, stranded. You can't have
I can be
technology.
stranded, it's just one room.
Fuck this desert island shit. I want a room full of the internet.
Yes.
You missed the universe. Ooh.
The signal goes everywhere. Or every signal goes somewhere, and I go everywhere.
Firefly references, yay!
Huzzah!
I could strand you on a technologically competent planet. Just you.
Yeah, exactly. That would be just. I wouldn't even know that I was stranded, really.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go with that. If you've got a room, normally I'd ask what kind of shelter you build, but do you personalize this room? This little base of yours on this technologically rich planet?
I would probably try to make some windows somehow. Get like a really big boulder and just start smacking it against a wall until it made a hole or the entire wall came down, whichever one came first. Because if you're stranded somewhere, you do want a view of the outside to see
Sure,
the
yeah.
situation.
Right, and do you think if it's a technologically rich planet, do you think it's a hostile environment or like a temperate climate or something like that?
Now that you've made the Mr. Universe parallel, I can't help but think of that like incredibly unhappy looking planet full of like electro storm clouds and stuff. But
Right. Well, it's
since
your
I get to
paradise.
dictate,
Yeah.
yes, since I get to dictate whatever happens, no, it's actually quite decent. In fact, one could say that it's very nice. It's pretty. It's got a bunch of trees, but not like jungle. It's got like just enough trees.
No
Because
nature, please.
jungle gets all humid.
Do you struggle in humid atmospheres?
Oh, I despise it. Oh, it's the worst.
We don't have that problem in England. Humid is not a word you can use to describe this climate.
What word would you, I mean, just wet is a word that I hear very often.
We rain a lot. It's raining right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, surprise, surprise.
All right, so you've got your boulder created window to your temperate climate in your technologically rich planet where it's just you. What's the most important thing in your kind of home base? Like and it could be like an abstract idea or like a physical thing that you've brought with you or you found.
The most important thing would be a continuous renewable supply of fresh water.
Right. Yeah, it's surprising how many people forget that they need that. I think
Unfortunately, I am bound to this mortal coil and the laws within it.
it's going to be a very, very short interview. if you don't have some form of water available to you. All right, so what about something that is, rather than survivally minded, something that is personal to you, in your home base, something that reminds you of your humanity, if you like.
My what?
Your all right, something that reminds you that you're a sentient, living, breathing human being.
I see. A real doll.
A real doll.
No.
You're a real boy.
When I lie, something grows. Oh dear. No, okay.
Backstage, Nick, you're a mod. You have to apply by its rules.
I have to behave.
You don't
I am a
behave.
mod. I have to, this is, I'm representing a group here.
Well, LB didn't do too badly. He slipped a
Oh.
couple of times, so you're in competition with him now.
Well, can you really call it a competition if it's really just unfairly balanced? Anyways, moving on. I have this stuffed panda that I've had for the last 7 years of my life.
Right.
And it's all beat up, but it's, I would still have packed it and it would still be precious to me.
It's like a black panda, like a black and white panda or a red panda?
Yes, a giant panda, yeah.
Giant panda. Awesome. Okay, so this actually ties nicely into my next question. You may not wish to do this, given you've restricted the amount of nature that comes near your shelter here, but you can tame one animal from the wild to keep as your pet. Now you're on a technologically rich planet, so it doesn't have to be a live animal. It could be like a android of some kind, if you
Oh,
wanted
I thought
to.
you were going to say, like, I have to tame a Neopet or something.
Like a Tamagotchi.
Oh, that dates me a little bit.
It dates me too. That's fine.
What would I tame if I could have? I'm just trying to think of, like, what would look the coolest on a metal album cover.
So this is when you get rescued from your stranding, you're gonna release like a metal album. That is that your
Yeah, they're gonna like come to the boat and there's gonna be like camera crews and they're gonna be like, and we are on the sorry, we are on the hunt, the search for Snake Prince who has been lost to us for many, many years. And I believe, why, what's that over there in the distance? It's a man standing on a boulder with a something standing next to him and they're posing, and my God, this is gonna be an awesome metal album cover if we take a picture. Take a picture.
All right, so what's the something?
A white tiger.
A white. Wow. That is. Well, that's a very specific kind of metal, but it'll do. That's cool.
No, Black Panther.
Even worse. All right, a black panther. In your technologically rich metal environment.
That's right.
Oh, you are setting yourself up to be some kind of supervillain. I kind of love it a little bit. All right.
Who's to say what villainy really is, though? It's such a strong word.
Stop messing with your alignment. You're going to start edging down towards chaos.
Let's
You're already on chaotic neutral at this point. All right. So, you had enough time to
not.
download two audios from GWA to bring with you. Which ones do you choose?
There is a I would pick this is this makes me well obviously these are all very biased answers so I'm just gonna even omit my apology there. I did a collab with Wicked Sub way back and that would be one of them. It's a rape audio wherein I play a policeman and she plays a lost, not lost, but like she's walking home from like a party because her date was super awful or something like that.
Right.
And instead of helping her, I rape her because you know that's how it works.
How's that alignment looking there, Snake?
Still neutral, Still neutral. The DM's giving me the funny eye.
Yeah, she is. all right, and the second?
Would be a this it's part of a series, but I would just pick part one of the Succubus series by Lola Getz. So those would be
Awesome.
my two.
Yay. Okay, and by extension then, which two GWA members would you have brought with you for company?
Oh, who would be the most miserable with me?
No,
That doesn't shift my alignment toward evil yet, does
that's
it?
fine. You
Oh
can,
no, we're still
go for
okay.
it. People get really caught up in the morality of who they want to bring with them too. So like, oh, do I want to like save them from whatever catastrophe stranded me here and bring them with me and thereby saving them, or do I want to give them a vacation? Is that a good thing? Am I fucking up their life by bringing them with me? And they get kind of caught up in this. And I love the idea that it's like a really gray, morally speaking, it's a really gray area about who you actually bring with you in your stranding.
Oh, pish posh, they'll love it here, probably. And if they don't, too bad. Who do I pick? Everyone's pretty great. Like, I kind of want to pick. I feel like Suits would be really miserable there.
Oh, that would be his first stranding.
It would make him real. I don't know why. I don't think that it's even that he's on an island or that, or, of some sorts, or that he's in a technologically rich area. I don't know what it is, but just, I get the idea he'd be miserable and that makes me happy. But
Oh, poor Suits. All
I
right.
love him dearly, but who can pass up a chance to make him miserable?
I'm not commenting there. You can justify that to him yourself. All right, so Suits is your first.
No, I think I'll choose No Name.
Oh, okay, so No Name, that would be his third stranding.
Oh, this poor guy.
I really need to get him on here.
After a certain point, he just gives up. No, stranded again. This is my life now.
Just like hopping for, like he'll just get home and be like, just like unpack a bag, be like, oh, thank God I'm home.
And then he falls asleep and wakes up and he's like, again?
That's amazing. Yay. All right. Fabulous.
Well, he shouldn't be such a fantastic person then.
Oh, now you're looking for brownie points. Suits and No Name?
No, it would be No Name and Lola Getz is my other choice.
Right. No Name and Lola Getz. All right, they're going to have to help you move that boulder.
No, I'm pretty sure Lola would just watch and make comments and be all like, yes, slave, work away.
All right.
You're wearing too many clothes doing this.
Like a conductor. Just like, I
Little
need this
bit.
visage for you moving this boulder around. Fabulous.
No Name might help, but he might just like also look at me and go, you're an asshole for making me do this.
Just sit in a corner with a book, watching you try and move this boulder.
He might, yeah.
Yeah. So here's your opportunity to kind of world build a little bit. What sounds do you think might keep you awake at night in this environment?
The silence would actually be a little jarring.
Yeah.
There's a silence that comes from like nobody else being there. And it's a very jarring sort of eerie silence.
Right. Do you, I don't know, are you in a built up area at the moment? Do you suffer from that problem, or have you got like civilization around you most of the
Oh no,
time?
I live like in an apartment complex, so I definitely overhear. And even if you don't hear, like you just feel like there's other people around.
Sure, yeah.
And the moment you don't, you feel like you're in a horror movie. I do anyway. It's just one of those things where if you're home alone at night and then you're just hanging out And then you just get that feeling.
Yeah. I'm so good at freaking myself out. I hate staying at my parents' house on my own. They live like in a townhouse. There's people on either side. It's on one of the major routes into their town, so it's on a really busy road. There are fire engines and paramedics and stuff going past at all hours, and there's like 24-hour shops and stuff nearby. But still, it's a big old Victorian house, and if it's
Oh.
empty and they're not around,
Yeah, that silence echoes.
I can so easily just freak myself out in that house. So whenever they ask me to come and dog sit or something for them, I'm always really hesitant unless I can take someone with me. Take my other half and go, no, you can, because if it's a horror movie, then we can both be killed.
How's your morality looking?
I'm the DM. It doesn't matter.
Detect evil.
Oh, there might be some evil. I'm thinking progressively as I do more of these interviews. All right, so conversely, in this environment, what would you find soothing about being here?
I would imagine that there are thunderstorms, and living where I do, in basically a desert area that's suffering a mega drought, and that's an official term, and God bless it for existing, mega drought.
I'm just trying to imagine the UK being under a mega drought. Oh, though.
What kind of topsy-turvy world would that be?
Where it hasn't rained for 3 days.
People in the UK are running wild, looking up at the sky, going, "Where's the rain?" It hasn't rained for 3 days now.
We're not doing
Sanity
this.
is wearing thin.
It would be. It would just be awful.
But thunderstorms, I don't get enough of them, but I love them.
Yeah, good thunderstorms. All right. So, food then. Food and feeding yourselves. This problem-solving question. Out in the sparse nature that you have furnished yourself with here, there is a tree kind of groaning under the weight of its own fruit, but it's on the other side of a 10-foot wide ravine. Like, there's a
Okay.
massive gap. So how do you go about getting hold of that fruit? How do you cross that ravine?
Is it deep, the ravine?
It's very deep, yeah.
Is it very long?
Yes.
Okay, so in those cases, having it just drop to the bottom of the ravine and collecting it would be bad. Trying to walk around it would be bad. 10 feet. I guess the easiest thing you can do is just fell a tree and just kind of use it as a bridge.
As a bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. You can do that. That's fine. Is fruit a
We'll have
thing?
no name use the boulder on the tree this time.
I
The
just
tool
kind of
boulder.
rolling it to the one tool that you've got, rolling it down kind of through the nature and stuff. No, we made a window with it, now we have to fell a tree. That's fine.
Exactly. It's better than trying to cut down a tree with a herring.
That is very true. You might as well eat the herring in this circumstance, I think.
That's true.
Do you like fruit? Is fruit a thing?
Yes, I do.
Some people really don't like fruit at all.
It's sweet. How do you not like sweet things?
Tell that to Cat, because honestly, it was a challenge just trying to get him to eat vegetables while he was stranded.
How do you, but
He wanted to eat all of the things that ran away. So what fruit is good enough that would make you want to go to this effort to fell a tree? What's kind of the favorite?
The favorite would be peaches.
Oh, nice choice. Lovely. Oh, I love peaches. Now I have a craving. So that's fun. So since you're stuck here on this in this kind of environment with all this technology that this undefined technology, do you think it's more important to entertain yourselves or to develop new skills while you're here taking an opportunity?
I think it's entirely dependent on a few things. I would imagine in the beginning of my banishment, I would have laid out a crude map of my location. So I'd figure out if it was some sort of island. I would see if it was a really big island, because after a while of walking, I would just give up if it was too big. Basically, if I walk 2 days in a line and I haven't seen the other side,
Yeah, sure.
it's too big. So it would be really dependent on that. So if there's a chance of potentially finding other civilization to free myself and rescue myself, although I don't know why I couldn't just message someone and say, "Hey, I'm lost." Let's pretend I couldn't. Let's pretend that's out of the. That's just every
That's
time I try to type
ominous.
it. Yeah, let's just pretend that where I'm at, like it autocorrects every time I try to say, "Help me, I'm stranded," to "Bubblegum fruits, please give me some," or something crazy.
You've been stranded by some mega villain. That's amazing. You're gonna try and hack the system now.
Hack the
Fantastic.
planet!
Firefly hackers. Oh, yay! I'm enjoying myself with all the pop references over here. That's fine. All right. So, what kind of so if you've sort of mapped out your area.
So if I could feasibly escape, I would work on skills that would help me toward that. I would definitely work on my survival skills, like, collecting food, creating sustainable farmland, I guess, and also sustainable wildlife.
Right.
So,
Going out and taming rabbits and stuff to
I
kill.
mean, I've played a bit of Minecraft. That's how it works, right? You just have a bunch of them in like pens, and it'll be fine.
Oh, who would you? I'm taking from that that you're not a vegetarian.
No.
So, would you take it upon yourself to be the one to go and get those fluffy bunnies for the table? Do you think you could do that?
I would be really, really upset, but I think the first few times it would be difficult because they're fluffy bunnies.
We don't eat anything that doesn't look cool,
But they're
or
little
cute.
bun buns.
Yes, and Wicketsub had in her stranding, she tamed rabbits and then was like doing experiments and stuff on them by the end of the stranding. So it's amazing what isolation will do to a person.
And then after a while, I imagine if I got hungry enough, you'd just see me crouching over it, bashing it with the rocks, singing like Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
The
Let
stranding is
us
wearing on
roar
me.
and riddling.
All right, so survival skills is cool. Is there anything else that you, any other kind of skills that you'd want to develop while you were out there? Because I think it's something that we don't get a lot of time to do. Like in Western civilization, we work, 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 we play, and then if we've got time, we sort of have a hobby where we might develop a skill or two. But it's something that really gets put on a back burner a lot of the time. I don't know
Yeah,
how many
it
people have
does.
got an instrument that they almost never play, or like a Rubik's Cube that they've never really solved. Those kind of things that if you've got all the time in the world, you'd want to develop a skill in that.
Yeah, Rubik's cubes frustrate me. Someone tried to teach me how to do it, and I was into it for all of 20 seconds.
Yeah, we have several here. One of them is a Sudoku cube, and I looked at it and just put it straight back down again. I was like,
I
absolutely
already
not.
spend way too much time with like number puzzles. I cannot tell you how many hundreds of hours I've spent playing Sudoku or Picross or Kakuro. It's really embarrassing, actually.
That's not my worst nightmare. I'm dyscalculate, so it just wouldn't. I can't. I just look at the numbers and they fall off the page. It's awful. All right. So now that.
Instruments, yeah, music would be really interesting, I think.
So if you could have an instrument with you, if you could find one that had been abandoned or just happened to have it with you, what which would you choose?
Piano would probably be the most useful. It's one of those things like everyone who's serious about music apparently learns piano.
Right. I feel bad about my violin now. Music instrument shaming.
No.
All right, so piano. You can have a piano.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I would pick a piano.
And which instruments would you like apportion off to your fellow Strandees so that you can make music together?
Oh, well, one of them has to have a guitar.
Right.
You just kind of have to.
Like an acoustic guitar or an electric one? Because you've got all the power. You've got like
I know this
a
is difficult.
technologically rich, but normally people don't have any kind of power source. But you've given yourself like electricity and stuff, so.
It seems like a very cheap way to go about things, it doesn't it?
Well, you
You
made it
solve
easy for
quite a few
yourself. It's
problems.
fine. Electricity doesn't give you automatic food, so you still have things to.
That is true.
Doesn't solve all the problems. I know that we like to think that it does, but just having
No, it's
electricity doesn't necessarily. I mean, you're warm and there's light,
yes.
but that's about it.
That's probably a skill I would learn, and like electrical engineering.
Right?
I feel like
Probably
that would be
handy.
something very important to learn.
It's probably quite
No,
handy.
I think acoustic guitar and some sort of woodwind, I think. Maybe a saxophone.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Then you really could release that album when you get off this.
It wouldn't be a metal album, no.
No, but.
It would kind of be like lounge music, a little bit.
With your Black Panther on the cover still. I feel like that's still important.
You could I can see it now. No, like we're all lying like on a shag carpet in front of a fireplace, nude, and the black leopard is like in front of all of us, covering our bits.
Oh my God,
Oh
that's
God, it would be like
awful.
one of those really awkward family Christmas cards. Have you?
Oh God.
Happy
Oh.
holidays from GWA.
That poor panther. Oh my God.
Stranded on an island, wish you were here.
Oh no. Oh God. I hesitate to ask this now. But what's your biggest fear now that you're stranded here?
Clowns. No, clowns, that would be actually incredibly terrifying. If I was
Right.
stranded on an island and all of a fucking sudden a clown popped up out of nowhere, that's nightmare stuff.
Do you know that exact thing happened to me when I watched Lost? So ever since I was tiny, I've always been terrified by things that are like out of place. Or were like eerie. Like my
Yeah, that
grandmother
makes
had
sense.
a book of dolls, and one of them was so eerie looking that I'd have nightmares about it. But I mean, I was in my late 20s when Lost came out, and or mid 20s. I don't remember when it came out. Anyway, there was the polar bear.
I called that, by the way.
Did you? I didn't watch past the second series, so I don't know what the polar bear was doing there.
I don't know either, but I remember watching it and going, there's going to be a polar bear on this show eventually, and
Right.
someone called me stupid for it. Who's stupid now, Donovan?
Aw. But it freaked me out. It freaked me out because it wasn't supposed to be there. And I had the weirdest nightmare about it. It's really strange. And I have all the things in Lost that were weird. That's the thing that my subconscious decided to fixate on.
Well, no, that makes a lot of sense. You expect certain things to be a certain way, and when it breaks the flow, it completely bottles your mind.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad. I feel validated. Thank you. All right, so clowns, so I get the clown thing, because
Just
really.
anything, yeah, anything that would be out of place. That, because if I'm stranded on an island, I don't expect other like sentient beings there.
Particularly not one that's designed entirely for child's entertainment.
Yeah, that would be incredibly out of place.
What about more kind of immediate fears? So things that aren't quite so abstract, something running out of food or something like that.
Right. Running out of clean water. Something happening to the clean water.
Right.
That would be the biggest problem.
Are you an outdoorsy person? Do you go camping or...
I go hiking every so often, but I don't... I haven't gone camping since I was in my single digits.
Aww. Little baby snake.
Little baby snake.
So, given that this is a planet that you are unfamiliar with, how do you go about testing unfamiliar foods for safety?
I watch a lot of, like, I Shouldn't Be Alive shows because they're so much fun, especially just because things happen and you just whisper to yourself, oh, they shouldn't be alive. So I know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take the food and you're supposed to rub it on your skin a little bit and then leave it for about 30 minutes. And then if your skin doesn't develop a rash, it means it's got no, like, poisonous oils on it or whatever.
Right.
And then you take a nibble and wait for about an hour. And then if there are no harmful effects, then you eat about half of it. And then, like, that's your ration of that kind of food for the day.
Right.
And then if after a day, if there are no, like, seemingly adverse effects, then you eat it and you hope for the best.
Right. Awesome. Like a system. That's great.
Yes.
And now you've blown that question. I can no longer ask that question on this show.
Thank you, Survivor Man Craig.
Have you ever eaten anything that's made you really sick? Like, that you can't eat anymore, or something that you thought was something but something else, or had gone off really badly or something?
I can't say that I have. I have a self-proclaimed iron stomach, and I will eat anything. But I do get very squeamish if I think something's moldy.
Right. Oh, yeah, mold. I won't tell that story. It's gross, and I know people...
No, you can't. You can't be like, oh, this is a gross story. I have a story, but I won't tell it to you.
My mother bought me some fudge, and she forgot to give it to me, and then she gave it to me like a long while later, and I tried it, but it wasn't until I tried it that we realized it was completely moldy.
Oh, no.
It was just awful. Yeah. Not
good. Did you get sick from it, or?
I was sick from the idea of what I've just put in my mouth.
Ah.
Rather than, like, because I'd only had, like, a little nibble, and I was like, this doesn't taste right. But, yeah, and then I was sick because of what I'd just done. Not because it had affected me physically. I did end up in hospital from eating chicken that wasn't cooked all the way through.
Mm.
Always cook your chicken all the way through, people. And pork. But I didn't cook that chicken. Somebody else cooked it for me. But they put me in hospital. So yeah. I can't stress that enough. Really don't ever want to go through that again. It's awful. Alright. So you have, in your technologically rich kind of environment, you have a communication device. Be it like a radio or cell phone or something. But it's only got enough charge... or enough kind of juice for one call. So who do you call?
CNN.
Oh, I can imagine that phone call. You'd have to convince them that you weren't like a prank caller or something. But I could see that going very well in your favor. If they even bothered to send someone. Just take the story and leave you.
It would be a great story, though. But then that's the thing. If they do take the story and report it, then people are going to be like, this is a thing that's happening? Well, we got to do something about it.
You'd hope so. Otherwise,
they'd be like, that's it happened in The Martian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that always works.
Yes, absolutely. If it happens in a book, it happens in real life. Yes. 100%.
110%. That's amazing. So while you wait for CNN to get their backsides in gear, do you take the time to decorate your home base? Like, make it your very own with your two strandies? And if so, how? Like, how do you personalize that space? How do you... You've got your panda. But do you make a like, are you a homely person? Do you care about how your environment looks?
I've been accused of possessing a very Spartan sort of environment.
Right. You got a bed. That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah, I'm not super big about decoration. What I can think, the others might
Yeah.
decorate more than I would, for sure.
Even in
And
an environment where you are so displaced that everything is alien.
I mean, I would pick out the things that I thought looked coolest and wouldn't kill us.
Black Panthers aside.
Black Panthers aside, no.
Oh, I've just imagined this thing as a tiny cub.
Aww.
And like growing up with you. Aw, that's
This is
amazing.
a great idea. Good job, me.
Yay. Okay, so no real decoration, but what guilty pleasure might you have with you that you'd packed or found that you might want to keep away from the others?
I'm trying to think what would be awful enough that I would keep away from them.
Well, it might not be awful, it might just be a limited supply of something.
Oh, that I would want to like hoard to my. I don't know about guilty pleasure, but I do know that all stereotypes aside, if I go too long without like a bowl of rice, I get really unhappy with life.
Right.
So I grew up in a very Asian family, we eat rice for breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever.
Sure.
And after 17 years of it, I had enough. I moved out and everything was great. I was eating all the stuff you see on TV for months. I had meatloaf and pot roasts and mashed potatoes and all that stuff. And then after a while, I just like lost my appetite. And I was just thinking to myself, like, what would make me happy? What do I want to eat? And this image and the flavor, like the memory of what it feels like to have a mouthful of rice came into my mind, and I knew that you can't fight it.
That is adorable. That's completely adorable. All right, you can have a supply of rice. I won't make you grow it and pick it
I
and
actually
harvest it.
imagine it wouldn't be, it can't be that hard. You just have like a really wet field and you stick rice plants in it.
Can't be that hard. You hear that? Can't be that hard. Off you go, grow rice. That's fine. And if you only had like one kind of like of your favorite chocolate bar or like a battery powered object, whatever that might be.
Whatever it might be.
I'm thinking like I don't know, like a Walkman or something.
That's what you were thinking.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Would you use it right away or would you save it for like a special occasion?
I would use like 10% of it right away.
Right. So like one bar, like one square of the chocolate or something.
Yeah. And then I would completely ration it.
Right. The idea of just like listening to half a song on like a on an iPod or something.
Right.
But you've got electricity, you can repower that thing. All right, so what are you missing from home, rice aside?
I mean, I've got the internet. I've
Well,
got company.
you're on a different planet though. Maybe it's like an intranet, like just for that planet. Maybe it's not Earth's internet.
Oh no, do I still have access to my Steam library?
Aha! That could be a thing you'd missing. No, you don't have access to your Steam library. You're stranded.
But what am I supposed to do all day?
Go and learn. Learn how to be an electrical engineer and play
Oh,
piano.
I don't wanna.
Not just giving you the internet. I didn't give anybody else the internet. You can't have it.
Oh, but I don't wanna go and farm for my food.
I will turn this interview around.
I guess in the beginning, I would miss all those comforts. Communication with everyone else would also be something I would miss for sure. I'm very used to just being able to go on a computer and message whoever I want whenever I want. So losing that would be, for me, the biggest challenge.
What do you think you'd miss finding out about? Like, I don't know if you're a sports ball fan or like news updates
Mundane
or.
things. I would miss finding out what my friends did that day that made them really unhappy. Because you message someone and you're like, "Hey, how are you doing?" And you're like, "Dude, this motherfucker, you wouldn't believe what happened to me today. This motherfucker." And I'd be like, "Uh-huh, that motherfucker, go on."
Reveled so much in other people's misery. Oh, that alignment's slipping. Oh, it's amazing.
I simply want to empathize. That's it.
Living vicariously through other people's misery.
Yeah, maybe. Wait, which is the correct answer?
Whatever you give me is the correct answer.
What will cause my alignment to not change?
Yeah, that's what matters here. All right, so communication. I'll take that. So, this sort of seems, I always ask this, but it sort of seems a bit defunct in the system, but how might you signal for help if like if you hadn't been able to raise CNN, if you just sort of had what you have available to you, how might you signal for help? Or what would be your priority?
If I'm on an island, then smoke signals, radio signals, trying to use satellites to message would be ideal. If I wasn't on an alternate planet altogether, that would be much more challenging. If that were the case, I might just send out a few like blasts of some sort of wave into space, because that's what NASA does. That's how NASA, and that's how we discover like new stars and new planets, is that we look in a certain area and we expect a certain amount of certain types of radiations and what have you. And when something flares, like there's much more X-ray activity in this area, or there's much more gamma ray activity in this area, then we investigate further. So I would do my best to figure out how to wire like a cannon to just blast radiation into the atmosphere, into space.
Oh, two pop references at once. You're going to put the spectrometers on the roof and reverse the polarity. I love the idea of you jerry-rigging this thing together. It's great. Okay, so your signal has been picked up and an unknown vessel appears on the horizon. You don't know who they are. Do you flag them down and go back to civilization? Or do you stay put?
No, I assume the worst on that one.
Right. It's amazing how many people stay put.
I'm not going to take any chances on that one. No, sir.
Does wilderness appeal? Is it something that you ever get the urge to daydream about, just kind of leaving
Yeah,
everything behind?
absolutely. Particularly, I have this romance of streams and rivers leading into like a grotto type area, or kind of like a waterfall area with like lush green around it. Those are things that I very much daydream about.
It's amazing how many people kind of revert back to that natural, that state, this kind of nature deficit that we have in kind of Western civilization, where we regiment our access to nature through parks and things like that. So I find it really interesting that when I ask people if wilderness appeals. That they'll almost always say yes, and then water is involved in some way.
It's just really beautiful. And you think of that kind of scene, and the first word that comes to my mind is like refreshing. It's refreshing to think about it. And I think that does have a lot to do with the juxtaposition. of our life versus that.
Sure. Also, mega drought.
Yes. Water where?
You can have all of the stuff that's falling out of the sky here. Come and get it. All right, so you've made your way back to civilization, and you have your Steam library, and your internet is back in your hands. What comes keeps you coming back to GWA? This is where you get to be nice.
I will say, I've made a great majority of, or the great majority of people I've talked to have been really wonderful people. I've had the luxury, the privilege of meeting up with even a few of them and hanging out, and they've always been just lovely people. So the thing that would keep me coming back is the people. There's just fantastic, fantastic people.
I think that often gets referred to the community at large, and the people that make up the community that we like to hang out here at GWA, and that's always really warming too.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we really don't like creepers.
We really don't. We'll close ranks around that shit. Okay, so you haven't posted, or you haven't created any audios for a while.
That's true.
So I'll ask now, but if it's a no, then that's cool. But do you have anything in the works
In
that?
the works, no. It's one of those things where every so often I'll think of something and go, that would be fun to make an audio of. And then I just wouldn't move anywhere from there.
Right. Is it something you'd like to go back to? Or,
Eventually.
yeah.
I've actually been doing this for a really long time, and breaks are a frequent thing that I do.
Sure.
So I
Sure.
think eventually I'll be coming back.
All right. Well, I will leave you safely ensconced with your internet and all of your home comforts,
My babies.
and your Steam library. Thank you so very much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
The pleasure is all mine. I had a lot of fun. Thank you for having me.
Yay! And thank you for listening, GWA. We will say goodbye, and we will see you next time, whoever it ends up being the next victim on Stranded in Paradise. Thank you, and goodbye.
Stay classy, San Diego.